temperature, and I just can't get enough. Love can be so simple, it don't have to be so tough. I could be anybody's sweetheart, anybody's girl. I could marry, be a rich man, sail around the world. But I think I'd stay right here with you, 'cause I'd never do nothing I don't want to. I love you 'cause I want to.
I love you 'cause I want to.
I love you 'cause I want to.
I love you 'cause I want to.
I love you.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden in Peru for the APEC summit, trying to reassure allies, including Japan and South Korea, that security and trade will remain a priority for the U.S. The president also met with Peru's president and discussed international collaboration and battling drug cartels.
We want to thank you for elevating our fight against drug trafficking.
Tomorrow, President Biden meets China's leader and then heads to Brazil for the G20 summit next week. Senate Democrats and some Republicans are pushing for the release of the House Ethics Committee findings into the sexual misconduct investigation of Matt Gaetz as the Senate prepares for confirmation hearings for Gaetz as Attorney General. Gaetz resigned his House seat ahead of the release of the report. In Georgia, opening arguments began today in the bench trial of accused murderer Jose Ibarra. The Venezuelan undocumented migrant is accused of raping and killing University of Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley in February. This is ABC News. A fire breaks out on a Southwest Airlines plane during boarding in Denver.
108 passengers were on board Southwest Flight 3316 getting ready to leave Denver for Houston when a cell phone battery caught fire. Southwest says a plane was at the gate. Passengers in the front walked out through the front door and jet bridge. In the back, they used emergency slides to get out. The crew extinguished a seat fire caused by the burning cell phone. One passenger had minor injuries while evacuating, and the passenger whose phone caught fire had burns. The FAA says it will investigate. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Three quarters of American adults are now considered overweight or obese. A new study shows more people are becoming overweight or obese at younger ages than in the past, which can raise the risk of diabetes, high blood pressure, and heart disease. Researchers say without intervention, the number of overweight and obese people will reach nearly 260 million people in 2050. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 608-739-4440. What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? Simon's is offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 608-647-8522. Visit in person or visit online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and Simon's has the means to make it happen. Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer, but that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
Partly cloudy and chilly tonight with a low of 35. Partly sunny, breezy, and mild tomorrow with a high of 54. The winds will be southeast 10 to 20. Mostly cloudy and breezy tomorrow night. Scattered showers possible overnight. Low 43, winds south 10 to 15. On Sunday, a mix of clouds and sun. Continued breezy and mild with a high of 54. And then turning cloudy and windy on Monday. Soaking rain moving in by the afternoon with a high of 54. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and our current temperature is now at 40 degrees.
100.9 WRCO. Out in the country, past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music, and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to Bootscoot Boogie. I got a good job. I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway. Struck out.
Back hoochie coochie. Got me like the first time I heard Alan Jackson Chattahoochee. I was never the same again. I'm a lifelong fan. Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country music. Favorite songs about the top to bottom. Perfect, you're like Brooks and Dunn's debut album. You got me feeling like I'm a brand new man.
Ooh, I'm a brand new man.
Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country music. You give me eyes, Lily girl. You give me Goldie Jones. You turn me on as much as I turn on the radio. The second time off the line. On an island, only way I could survive is if I had you and that needle dropping on a vinyl. Music.
That was Chapel Heart with This Girl Likes Fords. Before that, we had Kane Brown and Brooks and Dunn on Country and Community. Good evening, Tim Thied here, and hoping your Friday night is a good one. Yes, we're heading into the weekend, folks. Another weekend upon us on this 15th day of November. We're in the middle of the month already. My God, it's really going by fast. And just a little under 2 weeks will be Thanksgiving, so everything is going by super, super fast. But it usually seems to do that, but hopefully you're having a good one no matter what. Right now at 617, our temperature is 39 degrees, and that's according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. And Brittany Berlow says we're supposed to get down to 35 tonight, so we may dip a little lower. It's at 39 already, and it's only 617, so there's a good chance. But either way, be sure to stay warm, bundle up wherever you're going to, and be sure to throw another extra blanket on your bed so you keep nice and warm when you're sleeping this evening. And just wanted to let you know that the November Kickapoo Food Pantry will be open as usual on the third Saturday, so that's this Saturday from 9 to 11, and the following Monday, November 18th, from 4 to 6. Holiday food boxes will be given out. Please note, however, that due to the holidays, December dates for the pantry have been changed to Saturday, December 14th, and Monday, December 16th. Sign up inside the Biola Municipal Building at and volunteers will load your vehicle. For more information, give a call to 608-627-1910.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee. I'll be here Saturday night for classic rock and roll tunes of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. Those were the days. Will take me back to when I was trying to get a date way back when.
I know you can't understand English, but I know you understand the language of love. Would you like to go to the movie on Friday night?
I would never go out with you. You are weird, and you smell like cold manure and bad perfume. Get lost, nerd boy.
Oh, you can speak English.
Those were the days on WRCO Saturday night. We'll flash back to the year of 1965 this weekend. And all of your rock and roll requests. From 6 until midnight, we'll have a radio party, courtesy of these sponsors: Vitesnik Power Sports, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Culligan Water Conditioning, Inspired Innovation Salon, and Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales.
Live from Richland Center, it's Those Were the Days.
100.9 WRCO.
I told myself a thousand times it wouldn't end like this. But here I am standing at the door with no more walls to hit. I didn't notice it was over till it was too late. All the tears are cried and it's time to walk away.
That was Tyler Farr with Hello Goodbye. And I forgot to mention earlier that coming up shortly, we'll have an interview with Phil Nee talking to Travis Wilson. They'll be talking about tonight's Level 4 tournament football action. Winners of tonight's games go on to state. So that'll be a good interview going on there, talking about all of tonight's games and coming up shortly right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. And taking us up to that, we got Janai with the South Side Stomp.
Coming from the alley, down around the corner near the vacant lot. It'll get inside to the moment that I find you. Everybody's talking about the Southside Stomp. Tommy's on the trash can, Danny's on the drain pipe, John is jamming hard on an old gravy box. You can hear the backbeat even from the back streets. Everybody's checking out the Southside Stomp. If you want to feel alive, shake loose what's locked up inside. Do the Southside Stomp, Southside Stomp. If you want to just let go, stir up something in your soul. Do the Southside Stomp, Southside Stomp. Toes off the tap, things are heating up. Everybody's dancing, putting on a strut. Working the scene, smoking up the black tie. Southside Stomp.
Travis Wilson from WizSports.net is our guest as we break down some of the playoff games coming up here. State semifinals. Boy, it doesn't get any more exciting than this other than the state tournament, but there's some great games this weekend, aren't there, Travis?
Great games all around. Neutral sites for this level and, you know, getting down to the best of the best. There's only four teams left in each division, so, you know, we're down to the cream of the crop.
Looking at Division 7, this Potosi-Cassville team, they've been challenged almost every week. It turned out to be a pretty good game last week with River Ridge, wasn't it?
A great game with River Ridge, and, you know, kind of expected that. It was a team that gave them trouble earlier in the year. River Ridge is an outstanding team. Only losses this year were to Potosi-Cassville twice and then once to Blackhawk Warren in the Six Rivers Conference. So, really good game, and yeah, Potosi-Cassville able to get by. They've had, like you said, now a couple close games in the playoffs and get to Kenosha-St. Joseph team that has not had close games this playoffs. In fact, every one of their games has been a running clock and a shutout. So a little different path to get to this point, but a chance for Potosi-Cassville to get back to state or get to state, I believe, for the first time as a co-op. Potosi was back or was at state before the co-op, I don't know what, about 10 years ago or so.
What do you know about the matchup and Kenosha-St. Joseph?
Well, Kenosha-St. Joseph, they've kind of been on the cusp for a few years. I thought they actually had a better team last year, to be quite honest with you, and couldn't quite get over the hump. But a team that's obviously with three shutouts in a row, the defense is outstanding. And the offense is very good as well. Their quarterback, Zach Rizzo, an excellent quarterback. Chris Kennessy is a running back. People might recognize that name. His brother Eric was an All-State basketball player, scored 50 points in a state tournament game a couple years ago, and also a very good football player for that matter. So going to be a tough one for Potosi-Cassville. I don't know that St. Joe's is going to provide any different test than they've seen before. I mean, they've played a tough schedule, but there may be a little bit more, from an athletic standpoint than maybe what they've seen in some other games. But either way, certainly an excellent chance for Potosi-Cassville to advance.
Looking at Division VI, this Belleville team, this is the thing that stories are made of. You know, coaches down the line are telling me, remember this 8th-seed Belleville team? They've made quite a run, haven't they?
They have. The bell of the ball so far, and they keep dancing. An 8th-seed in the playoffs, this is only the second time that an 8th-seed has gotten this far into the postseason. The only other time was back in 2012 when Freedom lost in a state semifinal game. So they just keep finding a way. It hasn't been easy necessarily, as you would expect from an 8th seed. They had a really exciting game with Lancaster last week, and yeah, looking to do something that has never been done. Now keep in mind that 1 through 8 seeding started in 2012, so it's not like there's been an 8th seed forever. But this would be potentially, or would be the first time that an 8th seed has gotten to a state championship game.
They've got a shot, I would think, don't they?
They do. I mean, at this point, everybody's got a shot. There's nobody that is, significantly overmatched or significantly different than anybody else they're going to face off with. Belleville's played a tough schedule. They weren't able to get, kind of that signature win or get over the hump in the regular season. But they did put it together, obviously, in the postseason. Lamira's been tested coming out of a flyweight conference that's pretty solid. They play St. Mary Springs and Mayville I think their playoff run set up a little better for them. Wasn't quite as tough, perhaps. But, no reason that Belleville can't keep things going.
Prairie du Chien and Stratford, I know a lot of people from our area are going to be heading to the Dells to watch what should be a really good game, Travis.
Yeah, this is one of my games that I'm most looking forward to this week. I would have picked this as one of our Game of the Week nominees, but I was hoping to get out a little bit farther, see some teams I haven't necessarily seen as much. But I tell you what, just a great game. Stratford's a two-time defending state champion in Division Six. They get bumped up to D5 this year. And a lot of experience from last year's group, their quarterback Jack Tubbs, a lot of experience and have gone through undefeated so far. And then Prairie du Chien on the other side, the defense has been outstanding. And on offense, they just find a way to get the ball to Blake Deary, wherever that may be, whether he's in the running the backfield, running the football. They'll split him out and throw it to him a lot. He's got over 1,600 rushing yards and over 900 receiving yards. So he just finds a way. They find a way to get the ball to him, pretty much follow him, and that's where the ball is going to go. But even with that knowledge, teams haven't been able to stop them to this point. So a great game. Glad it's somewhat local for people to get to in our area over at the Dells, and should be one of the better ones on the schedule.
The other amazing thing that has overshadowed this Prairie du Chien team has not allowed anything defensively in the playoffs, have they?
No, they've been outstanding as well. I mentioned Kenosha-St. Joseph hasn't allowed a point in the postseason, and neither has Prairie du Chien. Every one of their games has been a shutout. Every one of their games has been a running clock. And perhaps most impressively, a running clock 39-0 win last week over Milwaukee Academy of Science, who came in with one of the most explosive offenses in the state, including Josiah Johnson, who's one of the best running backs in the state, really talented offensive group, and Prairie du Chien just shut them down. Blake Theory is a part of that. The two Lenzendorfs are a big part of it, obviously, as well. And they're just playing an extremely high level.
Moving to Division Four, I think that's one of the divisions you'll be watching. In fact, you're going to a game live, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll be in Medford for Baldwin-Woodville versus Winneconne. I've seen both these teams. They've both been at state in the last 12 years or so, but looking forward to getting a chance to see them, you know, a more recent version up close. Really interesting matchup. Some similarities between the teams. The quarterbacks are both really dynamic, multi-dimensional dual-threat quarterbacks. Gavin Sell for Baldwin-Woodville, who's going to North Dakota State as a linebacker or defensive back prospect. And then Brody Schaefer from Winneconne. Both of them have more than 1,000 yards passing, 1,000 yards rushing. Both of them were receivers last year, all-conference receivers last season, that moved to quarterback to take advantage of their talents and have put up big, big numbers. Baldwin-Woodville comes out of the middle border, arguably the best medium school conference in the state. And Winneconne was the champions of the Bay Conference this year and are undefeated. So going to be a fun time. Could very easily see a pretty decent amount of scoring between these two teams with as dynamic as the two quarterbacks are.
Let's look at Saturday's game, the eight-player game, which I know you're headed toward as well. Should be an exciting outing at Wisconsin Rapids.
Looking forward to that one as well. Owen Withy, who had a lot of success in 11-player football over the years. They are into the state championship game in eight-player for the first time. Really have dominated teams this year, played a really difficult schedule, and have gone through undefeated so far. Lena St. Thomas Aquinas is the other team on the other side of the bracket, and looking forward to a great game. Eight-player continues to grow. Last year, they set an attendance record for eight-player football in that one between Florence and Thorpe. So looking for a good one in this one. Owen Withy is pretty close to Wisconsin Rapids. Lena St. Thomas, obviously, a little bit farther away, but really looking forward to seeing the continued growth and highlight of eight-player football.
Well, we were hoping Highland would get there. They lost by 2 points to Owen Withy last week.
Yeah, close one for the Cardinals. A heck of a season, though, for Highland to debut in eight-player football. Really talented group that they moved over with. Obviously, Bennett Smith at quarterback, Jackson McGuire and company. Really, really good season. A great way to get introduced to it. And again, the success that they had in North Crawford the last couple of years as well. Hopefully that helps pave the way and shows some of the other teams in Southwest Wisconsin that probably should have gone that route. That we can make it work. It can be still a way to offer exciting football in our community, and we'll see. Maybe we'll get a few more teams that will continue to make that switch.
How are your brackets doing? All the teams still alive that you picked to go to Camp Randall, Travis?
Not all of them. Have lost a few along the way. Doing better in some than others. For instance, in eight-player football, I've actually picked every game correctly to this point.
Wow.
Which means I'll probably get the championship game wrong. Not doing too bad in D7 as well. A little bit rougher time in some of the other divisions, but overall, actually doing pretty decent, I think.
Sounds good. We like to talk football with you each and every week, and we appreciate you being with us since way back in August. So good luck and enjoy the games this week, Travis.
Sounds good. Thanks, Phil.
Travis Wilson of WizSports.net, our Friday night guest on WRCO.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Get Black Friday savings all month long at Town & Country TV and Appliance in Reedsburg and Richland Center. Save hundreds on a brand new line of ranges from Whirlpool featuring air fry technology. For a limited time, get a dishwasher safe air fry basket free with purchase of these new ranges. Now's the time to schedule delivery of your new range, refrigerator, or laundry for the holidays. Find previous model year closeouts in both stores, 206 East Main Street, Reedsburg, or 2490 Highway 14, Richland Center, and Town CountryRC.com.
And now a WRCO 75th History Minute. We have been so blessed to be supported so well by the business community over the years. This update is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, and Walsh's Ace Hardware.
We shop at Ed's Family Foods.
Mom, can we go to Ed's now?
Quality doesn't have to cost a lot. Harlan's Furniture and Appliance.
O'Finley's brings out the Irish in you.
This look back at WRCO's 75-year history is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, and Walsh's Ace.
You just heard the news, the very latest news. Don't you turn that dial one little bit, or you'll miss a program that's a hit. It's bound to chase away your blues. We're here to entertain you. Now that you've heard the news.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Partly cloudy and chilly tonight with a low of 35. Partly sunny, breezy, and mild tomorrow with a high of 54. Winds will be southeast 10 to 20. Mostly cloudy and breezy tomorrow night. Scattered showers possible overnight. Low 43. Winds south 10 to 15. And for Sunday, a mix of cloud and suns with continued breezy and mild conditions with a high of 54. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and our current temperature is at 38 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
Never thought you'd ever go again, but there's no way to stop, and there's no way.
somebody.
Keep up.
That was BR549 singing about the Cherokee Boogie at 6:50 right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. Thank you for making us a part of your evening. And great sports action going on this weekend. My God, a lot of games with ranked teams and even a rivalry this weekend. Well, first of all, the first game against a ranked team is, features the Wisconsin men's basketball team. Yes, they got a challenge in just the beginning of this young season. The Badgers are 3-0, and they go up against the Arizona Wildcats, who are 2-0 this season. In fact, Arizona is ranked 9th in the country. So what an upset that would be at the Kohl Center if the Badgers can beat Arizona. And the tip-off for that contest will be at 8 o'clock tonight, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 on AM 1450, also on WRCE.fm and on the Civic Media app, with the pregame starting at around 7. Then tomorrow, the Wisconsin men's football team, an even bigger challenge. They go up against the number one team in the country, the Oregon Ducks, and that's taking place at Camp Randall Stadium. Kickoff for that contest will be at 6:30 tomorrow evening, and you'll be able to hear that broadcast also on WRCE 107.7 AM 1450 on WRCE.fm and on the Civic Media app. Pregame for that will start at around 4:30. Then on Sunday, one of the biggest rivalries, if not the biggest rivalry in the NFL, the Green Bay Packers will be traveling to Soldiers Field to take on the Chicago Bears. Yes, I know that's especially one of the biggest rivalries in here. A lot of Bear fans in the state of Wisconsin, as well as Packer fans. But anyways, we'll see who comes out on top of that game. And the kickoff on Sunday for that game will be at noon. And you'll be able to hear it right here on WRCO 100.9 FM, with the pregame on Sunday starting at 10 o'clock.
You can join WRCOFM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio, or visit Facebook.com/WRCOAMFM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCOFM.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000, or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center for our fall open house now through Saturday.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
4 free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Homeownership is the American dream, and USA Mortgage is there to help you with that dream. They offer zero down loans with USDA, WIDA, and VA. They offer low money down loans with a conventional loan for first-time homebuyers, starting at 3% down. FHA is the most lenient loan, allowing them to possibly approve you with a credit score as low as 580 and 3.5% down payment. Quit worrying, quit renting, and start the homeownership journey with Schultz Mortgage Team. Mortgage is all they do. 608-604-5068.
Uh-oh, honey, the well just quit again.
Oh, great. Guess we're back to collecting rainwater in buckets.
Don't let your well leave you high and dry. Call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. With over 50 years of experience, they've seen it all. Broken pumps, bad well caps, and everything in between.
They can fix it fast.
Fast? They've got 24-hour service every single day of the year. Call 608-649-4488, and you'll be splashing around in no time.
Well, that's a load off my bucket list.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, because running water beats running to the store for bottled.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, a Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
100.9 WRCO.
With deep respect, we honor veterans this November for their selfless service to our nation. We are grateful for all you've done. Sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts, Dairyland Transportation, Muscadet American Legion Auxiliary Post 85, and Riverdale Ag Service.
I was born on the cold side of the mountain. I wanna wake up on the warm side of the bed. How I start here and how I end there, that is the part I ain't worked out yet. Every day I climb a little bit higher. Every night I learn something new. I'm writing it down in case I forget. One day it'll be my story for you. On every page you will know how much I love you. I care. With every word, we will grow a little closer. Even though we both know I can't be there, that's why I'm writing it down.
To say